Matheson. The Black River Matheson community has raised over $600 and collected nearly 400 pounds of non-perishable items for the local food bank. On August 10, the township hosted a Pack the Loader food drive in support of the Matheson Food Bank. In a statement released by the township, they noted they would like to extend their sincere thanks for the community's generous donations. In total, almost 400 of non-perishable food items were collected, along with $640. Mayor Doug Bender said after speaking to the township's recreation executive assistant, Lisa McIntyre, "It sounded as if it went off very, very, very well," he said. "I know we could have probably done with more volunteers, but I know," she said, "it was very successful." Clerk Cassandra Child similarly said it was very well received by the community. "There was a lot of community support. We feel we did very well in relation to the dollar amount we received. Black River Matheson residents came forward and donated well," she said. Ruth Anthony, who's been a volunteer with the food bank for over 10 years, said the idea for the event stemmed from the lack of donations resulting in empty shelves. "The two ladies that planned this were strictly volunteers and came up with the idea, and they pursued it and it worked. And one of them said that they will do it again," she said. "While the number of people has been consistent, donations have been scarce," Anthony said. "That's something we've been really puzzled over. The numbers have stayed the same pretty much. We've had a lot of new people come on, but at the same time, clients who had been with us for years suddenly weren't coming anymore. I'm assuming that they got on their feet and didn't require us anymore. Compared to 5 years ago, we've got three of the clients are still repeating and everybody else is new," she said. According to Anthony, they get a lot of their stock from the regional food bank in Cochrane, but they solely provide them with food. "So, anything like personal care products, that is strictly from donations made locally," she said. In terms of food, Anthony said they have a hard time keeping canned meat, fruit and tuna, as well cereal and peanut butter on the shelves. "We always seem to have pasta and pasta sauce, but those other things can be a problem. And if people don't want to make food donations, we're always happy to accept cash donations and then we can shop for specials," she said. "We really appreciate all the volunteers and all of the donations. The food bank couldn't happen without them."